Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, Tedlin.
When I think of my life, I think about all the good and the bad. When I think of every smile and cry, I somebody was looking out for me. When I think of every up and down, I've seen a lot of friends come to an end. Every high and low that hurt me, look at me now and say,
everything is alright, everything is okay, everything is all good, and I won't complain even if I could. Everything is alright, everything is okay.
First, the 40-day fast starts January the 9th, which is a Thursday. January the 9th. And on January the 9th, the first day of the fast, I'm calling for a 12-hour dry fast. 12-hour dry fast on this fast, starting January 9th. Are you with me? I need somebody to post that in the chat room. 40-day fast starts January the 9th. And the first day of the fast is going to start with a 12-hour dry fast. So that means nothing by mouth from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. I'm counting the day like Jesus counted the day. Jesus said, are there not 12 hours in a day? So January 9th is going to be a dry fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Now, somebody tell me, Jessica, when will it end? What day will it end if it starts January 9th? Can somebody tell me what day it'll end if it starts January the 9th with a dry fast? Now, in this fast, we're fasting for God healing power and delivering power in our own bodies. If you need to be healed, that's what you fasting for. If you need to be delivered, that's what you fasting for. Those of us that are overweight, we fasting for God to heal our bodies, bring it into alignment with his word, and get rid of the excess fat. You hear me? January 9th, dry fast. We fasting for ourselves on this fast, and we're going to pray for the body of Christ. But the Lord is like telling me, get yourself in order. You got to work on yourself a little bit. You got to lose weight so you can live longer. Are you hearing me this morning? So that means that the fast is going to go from, it'll start on January the 9th, and it'll end on February 18th. And I'm expecting everybody in this tail line that is overweight at the end of this fast to be at least 10 to 15 pounds lighter. Are you in agreement with me? Okay. So why are we fasting? To bring our body under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit. We're fasting for healing, deliverance, and to bring our body under subjection to God's own Holy Spirit in agreement with divine health. Post that, somebody, divine health. Great. Divine health. January 9th to February 17th, but it'll actually end on the 18th. Yay, fasting! Now, the number one key thing we fasting for, put this in the chat room, for the salvation, healing, and deliverance for our own family members that need it. We fasten for salvation, healing, deliverance of our own family members. Divine health and the salvation, deliverance, and healing of our own family members. And the third thing we fasten for is financial restitution. Financial restitution from restitution for every penny, every dime, every nickel, every dollar that the devil has extorted from us in any way. I want God to give it back. He said he would. If you are in agreement with me, let me know. If you're not in agreement with me, that's okay. You're not in agreement with the tan line, that's all right. We got enough faith for you unbelievers too. You hang around this tan line, you will be. You got that, everybody? Because guess what?
Us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting our shirts together, we're polishing up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore. Moving, yeah. cause it ain't no.
Time. After you. Oh.
about can't see. Excuse me. What I just posted in a Spreaker. So, from the day the fast starts, January 9th, I will be casting out demons every day for the next 40 days. Are you hearing me? Let me know. Somebody, 7 people. Demons will be cast out every day for the next 40 days. At 6 a.m. on the deadline. There will be a message of deliverance and casting out of demons every day. So let me tell you this. If you don't get free, you won't ever get free. If you don't get free in the next 40 days, freedom just ain't for you, really. But you will, you will. Not only that, I was talking to a TEDliner in Colorado, and I asked this TEDliner to make me a promise. And the promise was that they would pass out 5 tracks, I think it's 5 tracks, a week. I don't care where they put the tracks, bus stops, restrooms, office, anywhere, and they promised me. So, I'm developing a track, and I was sending it to Colorado, but anybody else that wants to make this commitment to pass out 5 tracks a week, okay? The tracks are for salvation, deliverance, healing, and Jesus. Some of you have never passed out any tracks. It's the time you learn how to do that. And I don't mind if you want to put your number on the track with the TEDliner. I do not mind. It's just that I want every TEDliner that will to pass out 5 Bible tracks a week. Amen? It's time that we really get about our Father's business. Now, if you want to put your number on there, that people, my objective is that people know Christ. TEDliner number will be on there. But if you feel like you want to pray with people, then this is a good way for you to get started passing out these tracts. And you don't have to take on the responsibility of casting out the demons. I'll do that for you. All right? So if you do, then this is what I want you to do. You email me at ericatedline@outlook.com and send me your address, and I'll send you enough tracks to cover this fast. And it won't be you. It'll be the Holy Spirit operating through you. Yeah, 5 tracks a week. And you can do it however. You could put them on the train. You ride the subway, you could leave one on the bus. Long as you have something in your hand to lead people to Jesus. And to this TEDliner where they could get their demons cast out in the next 40 days. I don't have to know them, but if they come on this TEDliner in the next 40 days, they're going to get delivered from something. And you're going to be healed and delivered too. And restored. You see, God knows that you cannot. I'm going to tell you a story, and maybe I'll have my father in the Lord come on here, and he'll tell you that this happened to me. I was in San Francisco, California, and there was an Asian man He looked so distraught. He was sitting on the bench. And I just walked up to him. I used to have tracks all the time with me. And I said, do you mind if I sit here? I sat there. He didn't mind. And I started talking to him, and I began to pray in the spirit inside, because I didn't know what to say, because he just looked sad. To make a long story short, I led that man to Lord. I gave him a track. Well, the track didn't even have my the track had my father in the Lord's number. That man wound up giving me 50 sewing machines. He owned a freight business, a freight ship. And that day, something had happened, and he was on the verge of suicide. I'm not going to tell you his name because he's still alive and everything. Maybe I need to contact him. Yeah, and bring him to this mountain. But anyway, he gave me 50 sewing machines, and I was able to take those sewing machines up into the mountains of Honduras. And that's when I put the electricity in, because they didn't have no electricity there. So you don't know who God will lead you to with a track. With a track. And some of you, it's the greatest witnessing tool you can have. Because you don't have to say anything. You can just hand somebody a track, or you can just lay it down where God will send the person to pick it up. One time a person called me and they had picked my track up on the ground. And I was able to pray with them. So God wants to teach you something through tracks. They work. I don't see many people passing them out anymore. But we are not many people. We the Tehran. And we open for God to teach us and bless us any way he deems necessary. I got a message for you this morning. You see, we're starting right now. Right now. And the title of this message, can somebody post this in the chat room? Just the title of it. Then why not? Then why not? And I'm coming from Mark chapter 11, verse 22 and 24. I'm going to try to teach faith at night and the tail line in the morning. And as I'm getting this, the other project together, and I'm also in my faith teaching, it's going to be based on the spirits that are subject unto you. So I'm starting right now this morning. See, that's one thing about me. Whenever I get from God what's supposed to be done, I'm on it. So you email me your address. I'll send you some tracks. This morning, then why not? Okay. Mark 11, 22 through 24. And Jesus answering saith unto them, some of you know this, my favorite scripture. Well, one of them, they're all my favorite. Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe. Write this one word. Believe that you receive them and you shall have them. You see, I wrote and I underscored this, but believes. But believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Mark 11:23. Whoever believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Put, he says. He says. So it should be believe, not he said, Jessica. He says, S-A-Y-S. Said is past tense. It is Satan, the Lord rebuke you in the name of Jesus. It is time. Actually, it's past time for you to identify your own limiting thoughts and beliefs. You got that? It's time for you to identify your own limiting thoughts and beliefs. So you say, well, where are you going, Erica? Well, follow me and don't try to get ahead of me. In order for you to change your circumstances or anything in your own life, you first have to go and take a look at the controlling beliefs in your own life. You see, your heart and your own words must agree in order for you to be able to produce the kind of mountain-moving, power-packed words that Jesus said that you have. Okay? And this is what I want you to think about this morning. Do you really hold the belief that your words spoken through your mouth, emanating from your own inner spirit man, through your own soul, and out of your own body part, in this instance, your mouth, can change, demolish, or heal that which exists? And do you really believe that your words spoken through your mouth, emanating from your spirit, through your soul, and out of your mouth can create that which does not exist? If you don't believe that you are as powerful as Jesus says you are, you can begin today, right now, to reprogram your own beliefs by changing what you say and by speaking life-giving, energizing words of power to yourself, around yourself, by yourself, and about yourself. Praise God. You can begin to speak word, to only speak, rather, words that agree with what our Lord and Savior, King and Redeemer, says. And this is how you can begin to eliminate your old belief system that has dominated you up to this point right here. Put this in the chat room. What is seen is created from what is unseen. Put this in the chat room, please. What is seen is created from what is unseen. Jessica, what is seen is created from, not by. By. Words are so important. One word is why some of you don't get the results you need. Now you want to repost that? What is seen is created from what is unseen. Your outward circumstances are a reflection of your inward beliefs. Can we post that? Your outward circumstances are a reflection of your inward beliefs. Your outward, put it this way. My outward circumstances are a reflection of my inward beliefs. My outward circumstances are a reflection of my inward beliefs. And before you can change your circumstances, you got to change yourself. Before I can change my circumstances, I have to change myself. Before I can change my circumstances, I have to change myself. In order for you to be able to speak to the mountain and have it removed, you have to believe that those things that you say will come to pass. So the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing by the word of God. So you hearing yourself speak or confess what God has said about you puts faith in your own heart and changes your own perceptions. Brothers and sisters, hearing yourself confess and speak what God has said about you puts faith in your heart and changes how you interact with the world around you. Are you hearing me? The reason I take off some of your comments is because you throw a comment up here because maybe that's where you are. But we on a ship and we all trying to get to the shore at the same time. Don't throw nothing up here to take nobody off. If what I said is true, if what is seen is created from what is unseen, and if your outward circumstances are a reflection of your beliefs, before you can change your circumstances, you got to change yourself. You got to change and make sure what you believe lines up with what I tell you last week, God's purpose. Then he enables you to write the plan. Not based on your old you with your limiting beliefs and all your doubt, but based on his word, which stands sure forever, based on you having faith in God, believing, speaking what agrees with the word of God, speaking what agrees with what Jesus said, then you're able to do what Jesus did. Create from the unseen your outward circumstances, which are a reflection of your own beliefs. Yeah, you hear me? Which you have the ability and the power, God's own Holy Spirit operating through you to change. So then my question is, why not start today, right now? Right now. So this is what we're going to do. We're going to start today. And we're going straight through today into the 40 days with faith. I'm going to teach it. God's going to allow it to be received in your inner man. And your faith is going to increase starting today. Today, not tomorrow, today. Now, I want you to get with me and come into agreement with me, and we're going to speak over our lives right now, starting today. Let me check the blog talk, make sure everything is okay. While I'm checking this, this is what I want you today. Say, help me, Jesus. Say, help me, Jesus. Increase my faith. The apostles prayed to you. Increase my faith. I am your disciple as well as your child. Increase my faith. Let the words coming out of my mouth build my spirit, man, and increase my faith. Let's go. I am strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I draw my strength from him. That strength which his boundless might provides for me. According to Ephesians 6 and 10. I am strengthened with all might according to his glorious power. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. According to Colossians 1:11 and Philippians 4:13. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwells in me and also gives life to my body. According to Romans 8:11 the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. According to Romans chapter 8, verse 2, I am complete in Christ, and the fullness of God dwells in me. All the treasures of wisdom and knowledge dwell in me through Christ Jesus. According to Colossians chapter 2, verse 3, and Colossians 9 and 10. Wisdom in my heart is like water in a deep well. I am a person of understanding, and I draw it out. According to Proverbs 25 in the Amplified Version, I have perfect knowledge of every circumstance and situation in life, for the Spirit of Truth dwells in me. According to John 16:13, I am delivered from the power of darkness. I know the truth, and the truth has set me free and is continually making me free. According to Colossians 1:13 and John chapter 8, verse 32, Jesus said that whatever I bind on earth is bound in heaven, and whatever I loose on earth is loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, I now loose the blessings of God to flow into my life, and I expect to be overtaken by the goodness of God. According to Matthew 18:18, God's own Holy Spirit indwells me, teaching me all things and bringing all things to my memory. I know and remember who I am. I now use my words and my faith to manifest God's highest and best for me on earth as it is in heaven. And I thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. My inward man is growing. My inward man is becoming mighty in Christ Jesus. My inward man, full to the fullness of God's own Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, make me, make me, make me. And I receive the making right now. Not according to my will, but according to the plan and the purpose of God for my life. Thank you. Thank you.
Of the hero in you, listen to your
To you from the mountaintop in Dalton, Georgia. Thank you for being on the tail line. See you tomorrow if the Lord say the same.